You have the Browns that blew out the Bengals. You got the Broncos who blew out the Cowboys. You have the Dolphins. What was that?
I can't tell with that Browns beat down last weekend if it's because OBJ was gone and my predictions were right, or like what the reasoning was.
It's not, because it's not like he was ever looking at OBJ anyways. So it's not like it's a big deal that he's gone.
It's a big deal, man. He might go to Baltimore.
I heard he wants to go to the Packers. As of right now, he's not been
Steelers.
selected anywhere, so.
I'm just telling you right now, wherever he goes, do not take them to win the conference or the title.
Oh, 100% take him to win. He's gonna win a Super Bowl. He's gonna
You
get
guys.
league. He's gonna get vet minimum, and he's going to be the best receiver or second best receiver on the team.
If he goes to the Packers, that's the final nail in the Aaron Rodgers Packers relationship. That will put that to rest.
You don't think that Rodgers wants to play with him?
No, I think that he's just a fucking cancer. So I think that he would finally put the nail in the coffin to make Jordy Love their permanent quarterback. After last weekend, I don't think Packers fans want that.
Jaguars bullied the Bills somehow. Josh Allen beat Josh Allen.
That was a good game. The Bills offense couldn't get a damn thing going.
Was a real good defensive game. If you like defensive games, you really enjoyed that game. Titans upset the Rams, which was a big one. But the one thing that we knew was going to happen that makes sense is the Falcons beating the Saints 27 to 25 with King Koo on top.
So, for the record, the score should have never been that close with the Falcons winning, and the Saints should have won. At the very end of that game, Patterson just got that lucky play.
I don't
Love's
know
done
my, I don't know if it
it.
was, I think he's just better than
It cost
everyone
me
else.
twelve to one odds on the end game, but fight that battle on a different day.
Gave up 22 points in the fourth quarter, but it is what it is. So let's quickly go through the scores of what happened. We got Colts and Jets on Thursday night. Colts win 45 to 30. Mike White was looking pretty good. Forearm injury went down early, but I guess he's healthy again. It'll be interesting to see if they have Zach White or Zach Wilson go in or Mike White.
Zach Wilson's probably going to play this week, but that game, the score doesn't reflect what really happened.
No, the Colts bullied them.
Colts were beating the hell out of them. Like, the over-under was 45, and the Colts hit that alone.
Exactly. They were up 42 to 16 at the fourth quarter. It was garbage time. Next up, so we now have the Browns and Bengals. Like we said earlier, Browns just bullied the Bengals. Burrow did not look comfortable at all. Yeah, Broncos at Cowboys. Dak, it was his comeback game, and they get shut out for three quarters against the Broncos.
By the way, Nick Chubb and the other running backs that are active, except for that guy who had the big breakout game a week or two ago,
Is it
all have COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like that running back that broke out is the only active, healthy back on that depth chart.
D'Ernest Johnson out of USF.
Yeah. I couldn't remember his name. I thought DeAndre for a second for some reason.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I better put some respect on that.
Exactly. He's gonna be taking over when Chubb goes down and Hunt leaves. Up next, you got your Broncos Cowboys game, as we said earlier. They should have kept Cooper Rush in, honestly. I don't think they should have put Dak out there. He wasn't ready for that NFL talent like Cooper Rush would have been.
Yeah, that game was a fluke.
It was a bad game just all around. The entire Cowboys offense was just bad. Up next,
How
you got
was their defense? Did you catch any of that game?
The defense. They just kept sacking. I mean, they blitzed him a lot. They
I
just
didn't watch
it was
the
just
defense.
constant pressure. It looked like the Cowboys line just collapsed.
You're talking like Dallas's defense was playing really well, or Denver.
Oh, Denver. Sorry, I thought you said Denver.
Yeah, how was Dallas's defense? I mean, did Diggs tear it up or no?
They did all right. I mean, they gave up 30 points, so
Not great.
not
I mean,
great.
I was just wondering if Trayvon Diggs was playing like Trayvon Diggs or
Well,
if
no, they didn't have any
quiet.
interceptions, and they had one fumble, but they didn't recover it, so.
Oh, really quiet day.
Really quiet day for the entire Cowboys organization. Up next, you had Texans and Dolphins. This was a pick'em game basically. Tua didn't play, and Dolphins still won 17-9. Falcons, as we said earlier, Younghoe Koo got the clutch game-winning kick, like he always does, because he's the best kicker in the league.
He's one of Nick
You got
Leo is one of
Raiders at Giants,
This
and
game was bullshit.
Giants upset the Raiders. I said they were gonna do it. You looked at me like I was crazy. I told you I was right.
That That was one of the games that was on my morning round robins that I got wrong. One of the five out of the eight.
Well, you should have followed my advice, because I got nine of these games right this week. You would have won some money with me. I'm just saying. I would have got really good odds with my bets, too.
I got the Falcons plus six before that game, so that all worked in my favor. It would have worked out if the Saints would have just held on and not fucked up at the end. I would have double-dipped.
Up next, you got Patriots at Panthers. I was wrong about this one. Panthers got just demolished. Darnold has a shoulder injury now, so they got P.J. Walker, XFL alum, and Mac Daddy did not look good either. I mean, he gave me 7 fantasy points. I don't care if they win. I'm pissed.
Did you see that pick six J.C. Jackson had?
No, I did not.
It was a hell of a play.
Hell of a play?
Well, the Patriots, they were tearing it up. They're getting back to that identity. They're finding the identity a bit more.
I saw Gilmore did get an interception off them, too.
Yeah, I figured Gilmore would have a big game, but he didn't really have too crazy of a game.
He had an interception. What more do you want from a secondary player?
Tackles, maybe some deflections, maybe a big fuck you to Bill. I don't know.
That's fair. He only had 2 tackles, so.
Yeah.
Up next, you got Bills at Jaguars, a 6-9 game. Nice. We like to see that. Jaguars get a game-winning field goal kick, and Josh Allen is the better Josh Allen.
That was the most bizarre commentating I've ever heard.
I know. It was so funny. Then you got Vikings at Ravens, sorry. Vikings pushed this game into OT. They had the lead for a while, and then Ravens came back, and then in OT couldn't get a job done. You know, it's like 3rd and 15, so Zimmer decides, let's throw a 3-yard out route to the tight end. He'll get the 15 yards. You know, he's running like a 5.4 40, but he'll make it there.
When I was watching that game, I saw it like overtime. I'm like, this is just stereotypical every week for Minnesota.
I hate Zimmer's play calling so much. You have 2 of the best receivers in the league. You have 1 of the best running backs in the league. And you're like, let's just throw short passes. Let's just throw the damn ball. Kirk can throw the ball.
Speaking of 1 of the best running backs in the league, do you see Dalvin Cook might be in a little bit of heat?
I heard that he was a victim of domestic abuse and extortion.
He allegedly hit his girlfriend.
Well, according to official sports place, let me see if I can pull it up here real quick.
I just saw Shefty tweeted it out.
3 hours ago, is a victim of domestic abuse and extortion. There's pending litigation, according to his agent, Zach Hiller. So yeah, it could have been, yeah. It seems like a he said, she said situation.
So, what the fuck? So here's a report from Fox. He's report Dalvin Cook a victim in domestic abuse extortion case like you're talking.
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated 8 minutes ago report, Dalvin Cook faces lawsuit alleging physical emotional abuse. Who do we believe?
Nobody. Nobody did anything. That's what we believe.
Aaron Rodgers News Network, him and Joe Rogan could really set the world straight.
Yeah, Chargers at Eagles. Chargers sneak away a 27-24 victory. Expect a lot more out of the Chargers against the Eagles. The Packers barely lose to the Chiefs 7-13 with Jordan Love in, but Jordan Love did not look very good. Got a 4th quarter touchdown, but this game was not a very good game to watch.
That offense really struggled. I didn't know what to expect from Jordan Love, by the way. Like,
yeah, I mean,
very underwhelming. Like,
yeah, when he played at, what was it, Utah State?
Yeah, Utah State.
I mean, he looked like a good quarterback, but I don't know. I guess it's just a learning curve. I mean, it was his first start ever, so.
Yeah, I don't know. He was the starter going through training camp and preseason, though.
Yeah, but he wasn't going up against starting defenses, really. He's going up against preseason.
But I just, in my head, I thought that would help versus just being thrown in there with no prep.
Yeah, it would help more than no prep. Imagine what he would look like with no prep. But I mean, it's the same thing like with Zach Wilson, with him lighting up in preseason. Everyone's like, "Oh my God, this guy's gonna throw like 400 yards a game every game," and then we see the Zach Wilson that we see.
And then we see the starters, like, you know, run out of the field.
Exactly. Next, yeah, the Murray-less and Hopkins-less Cardinals against the Niners, and they put a whooping on the Niners, 31-17. That was a surprising game. Next, you got Titans at Rams. Titans surprise the Rams in a 28-16 victory. Adrian Peterson scores his 125th career touchdown. And then you have the Bears versus the referees. The Bears lose 27-29 off
See that
of
quad linebacker?
the what?
That practice squad linebacker, he was signed to the active roster like middle of last week.
Yeah.
The guy who, like, he has the long hair, looks a little homeless.
Yeah, the
He
guy
had
that did
like
the kick. Yeah.
Yeah, so like he's saying that the ref hip checked him.
He did. Did
Yeah,
you?
like I'm not denying that, but like the Bears are playing so freaking undisciplined. Like
Oh,
they had
yeah,
120 yards.
it
There were
wasn't
some of them
just
more
that call.
questionable.
Yeah, it wasn't just that call, but a lot of it felt like there was a lot of bad calls and there was a lot of like game-changing calls in this game. It wasn't like a okay holding call 10 yards whatever. It was let's take this touchdown away. Let's take this third down sack away.
At least four of those penalties were on Robert Quinn.
Yeah.
I was laughing my ass off watching that game last night because Matt Nagy's on the Bears sideline losing his mind. And then finally a penalty gets called on the Steelers. Mike Tomlin's just like, "All right, yeah, whatever." Like,
Well, I
pulls
mean,
a cute thing about it.
it doesn't look good for the league in whole when an away team, no matter like how undisciplined they're playing, has what was it like 11, 12 penalties, and then
Yeah.
the home team only has two penalties. Like that doesn't look good. I get that the home teams they don't employ the referees or whatever, but it does not look good.
Oh, but it's just like Pittsburgh's so much more disciplined than Chicago.
Yeah.
But like Matt Nagy's just like got a crazy train rolling. Mike Tomlin's got this train like on the tracks.
But also, when you look at it and you see all these bad calls that were made, all these game-changing calls that were made against the Bears,
Yeah.
it just looks bad for everyone.
What looks bad, but like that taunting call, that's the one that pissed me off the most.
It was stupid.
Because like my whole thought process was, so he was looking over there at the sideline, but he
Yeah.
wasn't making direct contact with a player.
It wasn't
Like
direct
that.
contact. It was his former team that cut him. It's like, just
Yeah,
let the
I feel like that taunting penalty is dumber than the targeting penalty in college football. They
Yeah.
both piss me off.
They're both just awful. But going through it real quick. So we both picked the Colts to win. We were right with that one. I picked the Browns. You picked the Bengals. I was right with that one. We then had Broncos against Cowboys. We both picked Cowboys. Broncos won that one. We were both wrong. I picked Texans. You picked Dolphins. Dolphins won that one. I picked Falcons. You picked Saints. Falcons won that one. You picked Raiders. I picked Giants for the upset. Giants got the upset. You picked Pats. I picked Panthers. Pats won that one. We both picked the Bills. Jags won. We both picked the Ravens. Ravens won. We both picked the Chargers. Chargers won. You picked Packers. I picked Chiefs. Chiefs won. I picked
As
Cardinals.
close as it should have been, by the way.
It was even money, so technically no. It was then Cardinals at Niners at Cardinals. You had Niners. Cardinals won that one. We both
By the
had
way,
the right. What was that?
got a backup running back there without their two starting receivers, and they still score 31 points. Colt
Yeah.
McCoy must have felt like he was back at Texas.
Exactly. We both picked the Titans to beat the Rams, or we both picked the Rams to beat the Titans. Titans won, and then we have Bears at Steelers. We both picked Steelers to win. So you in total got six games right, and I got nine games right. So.
Tough week out here.
Rough week. I mean, it was better last week. I had four and you had seven, so
I tell you what, it's been kind of a weird season so far. There's been
it's
really unpredictable weeks.
yeah, it's been weird. Up next now we got NFL Week 10. We'll do our predictions here and then we'll go through a couple topics that we saw on ESPN. So Week 10, you have Ravens at Dolphins. Baltimore are 7.5 point favorites. Tua still questionable.
With or without Tua, Baltimore's winning that.
That's what I got. Up next, you got Falcons at Cowboys, who just got demolished by the Broncos. Dallas are 9 point favorites.
That was a fluke to put gas on the fire, so Dallas is going to just pour it on these guys.
Falcons are winning a close game in the fourth after they're up by 30. Next, we got Saints at Titans. Titans are 3-point favorites. I got Titans.
Yeah, I got Titans on that one, too. Next, Saints will keep a close game, though.
Next, you got Jags at Colts. Colts are 10.5-point favorites. Jags are coming off a win. They're on a hot streak here. Can they keep it up?
For the sake of my AFC South division winner bet, I'm taking Indianapolis.
I'll take Indianapolis as well. Next up, you got Browns at Pats. I'll take the Browns.
I'm taking New England.
Oh, interesting. It was about time you picked New England.
Hey, man, Cleveland's down to one running back. Baker's kind of banged up. Gonna be quite the show.
Up next, you got Bills at Jets. Bills are 13-point favorites. I don't even need to ask. We're both taking the Bills. Lions at Steelers. Again, I probably don't need to ask. Steelers are 9-point favorites. Do you want the Steelers?
Yeah, I'll take the Steelers.
All right.
By the way, if the Jets or the Lions win this week, I'm going to fucking throw my phone.
In the power rankings, their bold prediction for the Lions is that they will win a game. That's their bold prediction.
The thing with the Lions is they're going to win a game, and it's going to be against a really good team like the Jets-Rams last year.
I thought you were going to end that with, like, the Jets.
No. It's going to be a game that we don't expect, so maybe this is the one.
Maybe. Up next, we got Bucks at football team. Bucks are 9.5-point favorites.
I'm taking the Bucks, but don't take it with the points.
I'll take the Bucks as well. Panthers at Cardinals. Cardinals are 10-point favorites. Murray is still questionable, but I think he's looking like he's going to play. I can check on that real quick.
Well, after last week, I don't think it matters, especially with Sam Darnold out. I'm taking Arizona.
Colt McCoy is a great quarterback, too. It says status questionable, and then for the description, it just says questionable. So thank you, Rob. Colt
McCoy, not even a good quarterback. I just think Kingsbury's got the perfect offense running right now for the team. And Christian Kirk and A.J. Green are really picking up slack.
Up next, we have Vikings at Chargers. I got the Vikings here.
I'll take L.A.
That's what I thought. Eagles at Broncos. Broncos are 2.5-point favorites. Who do you got?
Broncos are 2.5 because they're at home. Okay. I got Philly.
Oh, I'm going to take the Broncos because they're a better football team.
Philly, they hung in there with L.A. last week.
Yeah, they hang out with every team. They still lose.
I know, but they can score a lot of points. Which...
Yeah, but the Broncos have a great defense.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Next up, you got Seahawks at Packers. Wilson's looking like he may play. Packers are 3-point favorites.
See, my big variable in this game is Raj is supposed to play, but he's not eligible to be in a facility until Saturday.
Yeah.
But then he's got different protocols.
I mean, yeah, but LaFleur said that if he's able to play, he's going to play.
Well, yeah, the expectation's there, but what if he doesn't?
Well, then you have Jordan Love, the Utah State first-round pick, who comes back even harder than he came back last week.
Hot garbage. And if Russ is going to be out there cooking, with the possibility of Odell suiting up, that could be a dangerous game.
Could be. Who do you want?
Who do you got?
I picked first last time.
No,
I didn't. No, I think Seahawks.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Seattle.
Okay.
That's going to be a good game if Raj plays. If Raj doesn't play, I think Russ is really going to cook.
Up next, we got Chiefs at Raiders. Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites. Who do you got?
That's a tough one. The Raiders are like the Chiefs' kryptonite, by the way.
Yeah.
Last 2 years, they have been, at least. I'm going to take Kansas City on this one, but I think the Raiders... lose by like 3.
Damn it. I really thought you were going to pick the Raiders. I already color coded it. I'm taking the Chiefs as well.
Yeah, don't try to predict my picks.
Actually, you know what? Actually, no, you know what? I'm going to pick the Raiders because we need one more opposite pick, so I'm going to pick the Raiders.
That's going to be a good Sunday night game. I'm kind of pumped to see that.
Next, we got Rams at Niners. Rams are 4-point favorites. I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams are going to shove Kyle Shanahan right out of Santa Clara. His ass is going to be a
Rams are the second best football team in the league. next to the best football team in the league with the Cardinals. So the games that we have different that are important this week are Falcons at Cowboys. Big upset coming here from the Falcons. We got Browns at Pats. We got Vikings at Chargers, Eagles at Broncos, and Chiefs at Raiders. So those are the games you want to watch. Now we can move on to... We got some NFL power rankings to react to. Right. So, number one is the Cardinals. They were number two last week.
Who was number one last week?
Number one last week were the Packers. Number two is the Titans. They moved from 8 to 2. Packers moved to 3. Rams moved to 4. Bucks moved to 5. Baltimore moves up to 6. Cowboys are 7th. Bills are 8th. Chargers are 9th. They moved up from the 12th spot. Oh, yeah. Bills, after losing the Jaguars, only moved down 2 spots, by the way.
Where are they at?
8th.
Where are the Patriots?
I'm going down the list, sir. I will get to them.
Fucking pipe down.
Browns are 10th. They were 16th. Saints are 11th. And Patriots are 12th. There's 7 teams in the playoffs this year, right?
7 in each conference, yeah.
Chiefs are 13th, and ending up your 14th best team in the league is the Steelers. I'm not going through the rest, except for, of course, we got the Falcons at 18th. They're going to move up there. They'll be in the top 10. Just you wait. And the Vikings are 20th, and the Colts are 19th. Those are the only other teams we really kind of care about.
The Vikings?
Yeah, because the Falcons are the best team in the NFC South.
No, they are not.
Saints are only one win ahead of them. Bucks.
Tampa Bay is going to come out there and just fucking...
Hey, you know what I say. Tampa Bay almost lost to them. They were close. It was a close one.
Those division games, they can trip you up. Those are trap games.
They'll trap you. So I took a few screenshots because they have bold predictions on all of these ones. So I took a screenshot of the Bucks. Their bold second half prediction of this season is that the Bucks will not lose a regular season game for the rest of the year. They're going to finish 15-2.
So here's a scenario for you that probably won't happen. But what if OBJ signs with Tampa Bay?
What if OBJ? I mean, I don't think it would be worth it. I don't think they'd want him.
No. My question here would be, so if, let's say hypothetically tomorrow we wake up
and he's a Buck.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Yeah.
So he gets in there and he's a very high probability of winning a Super Bowl, which he's never done. Do you think he was still bitch about the lack of targets because of all the weapons?
I don't think so.
I think he would.
I don't think he bitched about it last time. It was everybody else around him. He didn't say shit.
He bitched.
No, he didn't.
Not as much as, like, his dad was, like, the nail in the coffin.
His dad.
Bullshit.
His dad. And my dad can go and complain about my job, and that has nothing to do about me. That's my dad.
Aaron Rodgers, he's just like to every NFL player, he's like, fuck it, drop him.
Drop your team. But so the reason why they say this is that they only have 2 teams above 500 that they play the rest of the year, and that's the Saints and Bills. And they both play, and they play them both at home. And
the
Rams and Cardinals both have to play each other again. And so they're thinking that the Bucks may be top of the NFC.
For the record, gotta pull something out. AFC East. Buffalo lost this weekend. The Patriots are only one game behind them.
Okay.
They're coming.
They're not. I think what we should. I think a topic we talk about.
Making noise.
I think a topic we should talk about in a future episode is how the AFC North has sneakily become one of the best comp divisions in football.
The AFC North?
AFC North.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I figured that they would be really good this year.
But I think they took the top spot from the West, though. With Russell going down and the Niners not playing that well, I think that they've taken that top spot.
I thought the NFC West was going to be better, but I, like you said, I also thought San Francisco would be a hell of a lot more competitive.
They've had so many injuries, though. They've had a really rough year.
Every year's a freaking team, dude.
I know. It's
they just added those out there just chucking balls.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I think the Bucks will lose another game. They'll lose probably two more games. I could see them going 13-4 just because they're going to lose to a bad team. It's going to happen.
If they lose one more, it's going to be Buffalo. They won't lose to a bad team, I don't think.
I mean, didn't they lose to the Saints already this year?
Yeah, I guess I take that back. The Saints are their kryptonite, but they should even that series up, I would think.
Maybe. If the Saints, so let's say the Saints, they lost to the Falcons, but let's say they beat the Falcons, right? And they go ahead and win out, like, the division, let's say, right? But they have less wins than the Bucks. Are the Bucks still number one in the division, even though they lost?
The Saints would be.
That's pretty cool.
That is it goes on division record, and if there's a tie, it goes out to the regular.
Okay. And that's usually what happens. Usually it's a tie, and then the one team's like 14-2, and the other team's like 8-9.
I mean, most of the time, if a team's 14-2, they smoke their division, but like.
That's two losses. That's two losses. The same team. Could happen.
It's weird. Yeah.
Next up, with the Ravens, who are now sixth, they said that their bold second half prediction, and I guess there is an extra game this season, right? But they're saying Lamar is going to throw for 5,000 yards and rush for 1,000, which I think is ridiculous. There's no way.
What's he at now?
He's on pace for 4,694 passing yards and 1,275 rushing yards. So I guess they assume if he had 275 less rushing yards, he can get at least 306 more passing yards. That's not going to happen. It's going to get cold. He's going to have a few hundred-yard games passing, and he's going to have a lot of rushing. He's going to get 1,000 yards rushing. I believe that. 5,000 yards passing is way too much.
I don't think he'll hit that. He doesn't have the targets to do it.
No. And Marquise Brown drops every deep ball because, you know, he's on my fantasy team.
Beckham goes somewhere. He should go there.
However, Rashard Bateman, their rookie out of Minnesota, is coming back healthy finally. He had a pretty good game last week. So,
I'm just saying, Beckham, if he goes to Baltimore, he can stick it to Cleveland, and then he also fits.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any animosity between him and Cleveland like there is between him and the Giants.
I still think there's animosity there. He showed up to practice, and Stefanski was like, all right.
Yeah, but like, the organization helped him out and restructured his contract. That way he doesn't get picked up by the Lions. So, like.
Oh, I know, but I'm throwing it out there. If you get waived by a team and you're a star player and you're kind of a diva like OBJ, I think there's a little bit of animosity. Maybe nothing crazy, but there's got to be a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. The other one, the Chiefs are currently 13th in the power ranking. They need to be in the top 14, theoretically, I guess. They're 5-4. They believe that the Chiefs will not make the playoffs. They think that they will finish. What does this say? The Chiefs' streaks will end at 6 straight postseason appearances and 5 consecutive AFC West titles. The finishing schedule will feature all 8 opponents with a current record of 500 or better. And they believe it's too difficult to think that Patrick Mahomes can just turn this around.
So who do they have winning the West? L.A.?
I would guess L.A. or Las Vegas.
I don't think Vegas is pulling it off. They just had too many setbacks.
No, I don't think Vegas is pulling it off. I don't think the Chargers are pulling it off either. I think they still have another year or two that they need to grow.
So you think Kansas City is going to be the team that wins the West?
Yeah, I think they win the West with not that impressive of a record. I think that the West kind of beats up on each other a little bit, and they win it with like a 12-5 record or something like that. Maybe not 12-5, maybe like 11-6.
Is there what right now?
They're 5-4, so they could only lose 2 more games.
Yeah, I still think the Chargers pull that division out. Kansas City is bad.
Kansas City, their defense is awful. But
like that, like if they revamp that defense, they'd be competitive. Like,
yeah, maybe.
And they need another weapon on that offense. Hardman and who's the other guy?
Robinson. They have not stepped up. Robinson was pretty good last year, and then they get rid of Watkins, and now that he's a third option, it's just not good for him.
Yeah, they're just not getting the job done because basically teams are either picking Kelce or Hill, and they're shutting one of them off.
And it doesn't help that their run game's completely gone with Edwards-Helaire being out.
He should be back in the next few weeks, right?
I would think so. I can check. If I go down to the Chiefs. Yeah, the Chargers are only ranked 9th here. And the Chargers are only a half a game ahead of them.
Gotcha.
But we got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's on IR. He's close to a potential return from the IR, but we'll have to see how Tom handles it here in the next couple weeks. So,
okay. I think the IR, they got the short-term IR now, too.
Yeah.
Whereas after week 8, you only have to be on there for like 3-4 weeks, I think.
He's been on there plenty of times, so he can get out whenever, but for either the next few weeks, so the Chargers can win, or if the Chiefs can win 2 games, lose 1 game, and then get him back, I think they can win out. But and then the final hot take that I had here was the Seahawks. They're 3-5, and Wilson's coming back, you know. And they say that the Seahawks will finish the regular season with at most 9 wins.
I don't know if I buy that.
There you go.
Where are they at?
They're 3-5.
3-5. So they have to win 6 more out of the 9. I could see that, but the whole thing is with Seattle, they're kind of in like a Kansas City situation. So all they got is Russ. I think Chris Carson's not going to be really a threat here at all. I don't think he's going to play. Then you got DK and Lockett, but the defense is literally just Bobby Wagner, Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
That's it. So I think that they're in a little bit of trouble. I don't know if they make the playoffs, to be honest with you, with Russ missing a couple of weeks.
I don't think they do. Even with that extra team in the playoffs this year, I think, honestly, it may be better for them just to have, like, let's say Russell's like, oh no, my finger hurts more than I thought it did, and then just let him sit. Let Geno cook for a season.
Get a Geno high pick.
Let him cook just a little bit.
I think the best thing they could do is get a higher pick and then either grab a player or just maybe even trade out of it to build up that defense.
Yeah,
because the offensive line.
Because there's no point going 9-8. Why go 9-8?
They're not a threat to get like to the Super Bowl or anything. I mean, if they get to the playoffs, it'd be a wild card balance.
Yeah. But yeah, that was all that I really had about the power rankings. The Bengals are 16th on here too, I guess. They have The Jaguars, who just won another game, only 28th on here. I think that's criminally underrated. They're on a hot streak now. Top 10, at least.
Urban still got Southern California on his mind.
Their hot take for Houston Texans, I thought was dumb. It's like, they're going to be picking number 2 in the NFL draft. Like, that's not a bold take. They're literally the second worst team in the league.
They're not getting better.
They're not getting any better. The Lions winning a game, I'll take that as a hot take. That is a hot take, because they're going to go 0-17. Like I said at the beginning of the season, it's going to stay that way.
Yeah. So do you think Deshaun Watson actually gets traded?
I hope so, man. He's on my fantasy team. The rub and tugs really need him to go somewhere else.
Apparently, he's like settling some of these suits.
Yeah.
It's kind of going under the radar. The media is not really picking it up.
Well, because it makes him look better. Why would they do that?
Yeah, so, like, Deshaun, as fucking weird as it is, apparently is settling these things. So I don't know. If he goes to Miami, though, it's not like he's going to be a huge – it's not like they're going to be a huge playoff team or anything right out of the gate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of missing pieces, and then they give up a lot of draft capital to get him.
Yeah, I don't know what – I don't know why they would think that he could just – I mean, I guess he did it with the Texans when they had nothing, so maybe that's what they think. I don't know why he wants to go to Miami. That just seems weird to me. When I go to, like
– killer.
Why would you not want to go, like, to the Steelers?
Pittsburgh, I'm telling you, next year, as long as Big Ben hangs him up or gets cut, I think they go after Raj.
Maybe.
I think Rodgers with Mike Tomlin is the perfect fit.
I mean, there's almost There's very few teams in this league that you could say Deshaun Watson goes on, that team doesn't get better. But, like, why would he choose any of those teams?
I don't know. I mean, like, Miami's in there. He's Carolina's in there. Philly's kind of in there.
I wouldn't
But
want to play.
they're all pretty bad teams. Carolina said they trade McCaffrey and some draft capital.
See, if I'm going to the Panthers, I want them to have McCaffrey.
The thing with McCaffrey though, and like this, I guess you could say is a hot take. He's really good, but he's only healthy like half the time.
It's less than half. He was healthy 4 games last year for me. Got me 30 points each one of those games. I blew out my fantasy opponents. It's pretty good.
Pretty good when he's on the field,
But
but like
he has to be on
you
the
need
field.
either Chuba Hubbard to step up into like a really good role where he takes like 30-40% of the snaps, or they need another back. Because McCaffrey's good when he's on the field, but he's not on the field enough.
I mean, honestly, this is the best thing for Hubbard right now because it's like, oh, hey, I'm playing pretty damn good right now.
Yeah.
And now, if McCaffrey comes back healthy, you don't have to make McCaffrey carry such a big load.
Yeah, no, it helps him.
Up here, we don't have any news right now on OBJ, other than he wants to go play for the Packers. That's literally all the news that I got, so.
I don't know.
I was hoping
Don't
something
know
was going to break tonight, but.
I still think Seattle's hot in that race. I think it's a dumb move, but I think they're hot in that race.
DK, Tyler, and Odell.
Yeah, but they have no line. The run game's kind of irrelevant right now with Chris Carson hurt.
Maybe you get him and you trade him for capital.
No, like he's a free agent, so like there's nothing they're gonna really trade him for besides maybe a mid-round pick.
You get him on a 2 year vet minimum. Keep him for a year, trade him the next year because he's really cheap. Get a
Yeah,
first round
right.
pick.
Send his ass to Houston, make him a real big diva.
The final thing I wanted to talk about here was Mike Tomlin supporting the taunting penalty that happened. No shit. Duh. He didn't have it happen to him. If one of his Steelers players would have happened to him, he'd be like, this is stupid. This is BS. It shouldn't have been this way. But since it happened to a Bears player, of course you're going to support it. What type of statement is this?
Well, like, I don't know. That taunting rule, like, it's kind of hit or miss. Because, like,
Mean, just.
I agree they need to clean up the game, like you said, but at the same time, that taunting penalty was a pure example of complete bullshit.
The taunting penalty is supposed to help avoid fights, right? That's the main purpose of it, is making so, okay, let's not have any more fights in the NFL. I don't even think there was that many fights last year. Like, I can't think of where there's been like a epidemic of fights going on.
I'm kind of pissed off about the taunting rule because it's like, so you could have a touchdown celebration and you just look at the other player incidentally, and all of a sudden there's a flag.
Yeah.
I think it's some of the dumbest shit. I mean,
I think that the penalty is too harsh. If you want to do a taunting penalty, sure, whatever. Don't make it an automatic first down on defense. Make it like a 5 yard penalty, replay of downs. Do that, you know? Don't give the team a drive. For the offense, just make it so, okay, it's enforced at the kickoff. They have to
Yeah.
kick the ball 15 yards deeper. Just do the things like that. Like, you don't need to make it where it changes the game
Well,
into
the
the other
thing
team's favor and it decides the game.
with that Steelers game, so the Steelers should have won that with a much larger margin than they did.
Yep.
But the Bears started coming back. That taunting penalty and Robert Quinn's neutral zone infractions, which were purely his fault, that killed the game for him. Because they literally, at the very end there, they had like a three and out. They were pushing him to a fourth down, and Robert Quinn got a neutral zone infraction again.
Yeah.
And then they got a brand new set of downs. That
Yep.
killed the game.
But that doesn't, like, that's understandable. I understand that. That's not the ref changing the game. That's the player messing up. Oh, but I just played the clip of the ref hip checking the player. Walked
Yeah,
right in his way.
that poor guy. So like, he got that taunting penalty, and he's fresh off the practice squad. Just got signed like a couple days ago. The D coordinator chewed his ass. Like they showed it on the TV.
Yeah, I saw that. Towards the end of the game, though, he was talking with some other coaches, and they were like explaining they looked calm, and he looked calm about it.
Matt Nagy looked nothing calm about him last night.
No, not at the time when he did it.
Left and right, you could just read his lips. I'm like, this guy needs to calm down. He knows he's going to be out of the job.
Yeah, I mean, it was his first game last year. He only played one game with the Steelers. The year before that, he only played three games with the Colts. The year before that, played four games with the Jags. He played 16 games for the Cardinals in 2019, though.
I didn't realize, by the way, Matt Nagy was coach of the year 3 years ago.
Yeah, because he brought the most incompetent quarterback to the playoffs and lost off a double doink.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not a big Matt Nagy guy, especially after seeing the special teams coordinator pop in last week. Hey, Justin Fields look a lot better. I think Fields is getting better every week. But I don't know, they're finally starting to kind of game plan around him a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, he played all right for my fantasy this week, so I was happy with it.
How many points did he get?
Teen numbers. High teens. Low, not quite 20s, I don't think.
Was he on your bench?
He was starting for me because everyone else was out, so I needed him.
I think you and I need to sit down and figure out how to work around the bye weeks when we draft players.
See, there are sources that you can use to do that, but at the time of the draft, do I really care that much about a bye week in week 14 when I can get this player to match up with this player?
You and I were basically just hammering beers and eating Texas Roadhouse. We didn't care about the buys.
The Texas Roadhouse happened to come right at the time that the draft started, too.
Yeah, it was poor timing.
Yeah, we should have maybe done something else that time, but whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, but I didn't even think about the buys because I had like six players on a buy, and I think, I had one or two on the injured side of things because Gronk was questionable, although he was on a bye. And then Michael Gallup's been on my IR pretty much since week one. He's got to be coming back here soon, I would think.
I don't know. I've given up on all my injuries. Anyone that's injured right now, I'm imagining not playing the rest of the year. So,
yeah. Well, Michael Gallup's injury, I didn't even think it was that serious, but they threw him on the IR and he's not even back yet.
Well, Calvin Ridley's injury is pretty devastating right now. He has the case of the willies, so.
Yeah. You're in a rough spot because you got Ridley and Beckham.
And I had Judy, who finally came off with his sprained ankle like a couple weeks ago. He played all right this week. But yeah. Tim Patrick showed up really hot for me. I picked up Tim Patrick, and the fantasy article's like, oh, he's not going to be that good of a player this week. With Judy getting a bigger load this week, don't expect him to be a good receiver. I would bench him this week. 18 points.
Judy, I always too early, I guess, to call it, but like, I thought that he'd be a better receiver and more involved.
He's played three games.
Well, I know, but last year too.
But he was locked down by Drew Lock, though. So.
Yeah, not that Teddy Bridgewater is like an all-pro.
But Teddy Bridgewater has pretty good accuracy and good game sense, though.
He's a hell of a lot better than Drew Lock. Don't get me wrong.
Hell of a lot better, and I think. I mean, the games Judy's played, he's played very well in.
Yeah. You know who's been tearing it up, and he's just quiet as Devontae Smith.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw his, he got a touchdown last week, didn't he?
I think so.
He had, he planted his arm down and, like, reached out. It was pretty cool.
Did you see how the media twisted his post-game interview?
No, what'd he say?
So, he came out and he said, yeah, I was playing for my brother, Henry Ruggs. Because, like, he feels for him because he can't be on the field.
Yeah.
And then he, like, so you see that at the very top of the article. And then you keep reading and you get to the very bottom, which I don't think a lot of people do. He gets there, he's all like, I'm not saying anything about what Ruggs did was right. But that's just how I felt coming into the game. And I'm like, okay, of course let's not highlight this part.
No, of course not.
Let's just highlight the part where he just says Henry Ruggs is who I played for. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I see here that he said that it gave him a bigger purpose for Sunday's game. And his quote, he said, "First off, my heart breaks for everybody that was involved, the family of the young lady that lost her life," Smith said. "It was rough at the beginning of the week, but just coming in every day, being with the guys, they kind of gathered with me, hey, helped me out a lot. It kind of gave me a bigger purpose," Smith said when asked how difficult it was to play Sunday. "Just going out there playing for my brother, knowing he can't play right now."
Yeah, that's the part they highlighted.
Obviously, wait, what is this? Jalen Hurts said that he has a lot of love for Devontae. He loves him like a brother, and he has lots of love for Henry Ruggs as well. He loves him like a brother, he said. "My Bama brothers, it's tough for all of us experience what we experienced this week, how tragic of a situation it was, but we're all warriors, and we will all see it through. Devontae made some big-time plays today, and he'll continue to do that for us."
I just hate how the media twisted it.
Yeah, of course they did. Why would they make it truthful?
Is like Devontae Smith, I don't know, he just seems like he's been a good player for a rookie.
He's been pretty good.
He's been very quiet though, because Philly's not competitive. Nobody's talking about Devontae Smith tearing it up.
No, not really. I mean, he's 27th in yards. He has two touchdowns, 38 catches, but he has a few pretty big games here that he played.
Yeah, but he's number two, isn't he? Because Jalen Reagor is number one.
Yeah. I mean, he has 200-yard plus games. He has one touchdown in the very first game he played, and then one touchdown in that last game. So his whole touchdown line is just one, is 0-0-0-0-0, and then at the very bottom, one. It's pretty funny.
Still better than my boy Jacoby. Jacoby Myers, man.
Yeah, he got a blockbuster trade. He gave him Derek Carr for Jacoby Myers. We'll see if it holds
Yeah,
up.
let's just leave out the key components of that trade. Joe Burrow and Alvin Kamara.
I mean, at least he got a quarterback back. I mean, you gave up your MVP, but
Well, I gave up Derek Carr strictly because without Ruggs, it makes it a very weird situation. Like, I think he's still gonna be productive, but he's also over the 30 hump. So, like,
I can't believe your dad traded Alvin Kamara.
took a lot of work.
I mean, I guess Ingram's there now, but
Yeah, no, Alvin Kamara. I had to give up James Robinson, who I
pretty
still think
good.
is going to be a good back going forward, but
Well, Jags are going undefeated the rest of the year. We've talked about it.
yeah, right. I still think ETN's going to be a bigger presence in that offense moving forward.
Well, I think the reason why they moved ETN out to like some receiver roles and like some flex roles and shit like that was because Robinson's so good that they're like, ETN can't start running back. That's a crime if we do that, but we want him out there on the field somehow. I think that's
Yeah.
the reason why they did that stuff.
Well, it's kind of like a James White type of role.
Yeah. But, alright, we're here about 52 minutes in, so I think we can call it here. You got any closing statements?
Hopefully this week is better than last week with weird games.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny how last week I was just like, "Eh, screw it," and picked these teams to win, and then they, a lot of my screw 'em picks won.
Yeah, it was a weird week. Like,
Yeah.
just a lot of weird, unpredictable games.
Hopefully
Makes me kind
things
of
go back to normal, and I still beat you in picks. So,
upset. We'll see about that. Who's losing that, by the way? Are we tied?
no, I'm up 5-4.
Okay, all right.
In total
Pretty
picks,
close.
I think I'm ahead of you as well in total picks, so
All right,
I
cool.
haven't kept track of it because I didn't feel like I need to because we have an odd number of weeks, don't we? Or no, we have
Yeah.
18.
Cool.
No, we have 18
Oh, yeah.
weeks, don't we?
17 games, yeah, 18 weeks.
Well, don't worry, I'll beat you by two anyway, so
Better get that damn Excel spreadsheet out.
I have all these notes written down, so
Yeah,
from
just
week
save a
one.
Word doc. Got that
Yeah.
folder sitting there on your desktop.
Yep, got a folder. I'm sitting good, dude. It's looking good. But, alright, I'm gonna end the stream here, so, bye.
All right.